This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
When you hear President Obama basically saying FBI Director Comey operate on innuendo, incomplete information, leaks here, what do you make of that?
I actually didn't hear it exactly the way you did it, less as an allegation with regard to the director, more as a general statement that I got to say makes perfect sense. You know, you generally do complete investigations and speak only after them. The only complication here is that the director did announce the completion, and it turned out that the investigation had to be continued because of the new trove of emails. I also have to say that the president was right about being careful about innuendo. You know, the fact that some new emails have been uncovered, which the Bureau has not, so at least according to reporting, looked at, means that there are some new emails to look at, nothing more. I mean, I keep reading this swirl of claims about what might be in them and what might not. The director didn't know when he made the statement. It doesn't appear that he's in a position to be clear about it now. But to jump to conclusions that these say anything different from what's already been seen seems kind of strange. So I think the president's right to sort of dial this back. And the only difference being the president's wish that announcing a completion meant completion just didn't happen to be true in this case.
For you, how much is what Comey did about protecting the independence of the FBI and protecting it for whoever comes into the office in a couple weeks?
I think that is his main focus here. What people seem to forget is there is nothing he could have done once he heard about the emails that would not have political ramifications. To stay silent is to let people assume that the investigation was closed because he had said it was completed, where it turns out there's reason to go forward. To speak is to run the risk, as we're seeing now, of people saying he's interfering. So no matter what, there's a political valence to it. The only question is, are we going to be aware of it or not? And I think he opted for transparency.
You know, and it's a tough spot, you know, as he says, for Comey to be in. So here it was, you know, in July, he gave the Democrats something to cheer about. And then now, 11 days before, and he did say, I mean, you have to remember that when he was before Congress, you know, he was asked specifically, if you find out more information, would you consider evaluating that and reopening the case? And he said he would. And so 650,000 emails, that's a lot of new information, it had to be tough. And meanwhile, you know, what we're hearing from the New York Times is that you had a little bit of a, you know, kind of a, you know, a junta, not a junta, but a little bit of, people being upset and some would say maybe even, you know, some discontentment going on within the agency from seasoned veterans that were saying, look, this did not follow the profile, the typical profile of an FBI investigation. There also seems to be a, some conflict with the Justice Department and Loretta Lynch's involvement. Let's not forget, she was the one that met with President Clinton, you know, a couple of days before. Actually, it would have been a day before the FBI sat down with Mrs. Clinton. And, you know, that weekend before they came back with the announcement that after looking at everything, that there was no there, which was kind of interesting and was, put people in a quandary, especially, many legal minds. And Comey said no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. Well, it's almost just the opposite, because there's many reasonable prosecutors that are saying, look, let me get my hands on it. I'd be happy to prosecute, you know, this thing. So here it is until then. And now, up to now, it's been prosecuted in the court of public opinion. And meanwhile, no matter what the president says in terms of, being careful about innuendo, that's what the court of public opinion does. it'd be counterintuitive to do anything less. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to get involved in the conversation, by all means, we need to hear your voice. It is welcomed here. It is meaningful. We believe in the First Amendment right, so let us know where you stand. Drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the New York Times said it exactly right. They said Hurricane Matthew makes old problems worse for Haiti. And we saw the devastation for those of us that saw what was happening on TV with Hurricane Matthew and its effects on the island there of Haiti. And, you know, out of it, again, America and people of faith have rallied to help Haiti. And what we're going to talk about is the Box of Joy program with Steve Bostian, who is with us. And Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning. Good to be with you, Bill.
Well, you're obviously, you're with, I say obviously for me, not for our audience, but you're associated with the Cross Catholic Outreach and a Box of Joy. And tell our audience about that, if you would.
Well, Cross Catholic Outreach is a ministry that works in partnership with Catholic parishes and dioceses, missionaries, and nuns and priests that are in the communities already, that are part of the fabric of that community and invested long-term in serving the poorest of the poor in countries around the world. We've been in existence since around 2001. And a couple of years ago, we launched the Box of Joy program, and this is the first year that it's a nationwide program, so it's still a really new initiative. But it's just a simple way for anybody and everybody to just tangibly reach out and just say to a child in need that I love you and God loves you, and just give that little glimmer of hope and moments of joy that every child, you know, should you know, have the opportunity to experience. But most children in developing countries, you know, they never get a gift. They never have Christmas. They never have birthdays celebrated. They just don't have that opportunity due to the dire poverty.
Well, Steve, we're seeing the pictures of what Hurricane Matthew did, particularly to, am I saying this right, Lacay, Haiti? Is it Lacay?
Right. Lacay and the town of Jeremy and that whole southern peninsula, what's it called, the Tiburon Peninsula, was just devastated on October 4th.
Well, there you are. You got a 125-acre village, home to some 300 orphan and vulnerable children, and that entire village is destroyed.
Yeah, that's one of our partners, the Plage Espoir, which is translated Project Hope. They work with orphans and vulnerable children in that area, long-term projects, care for those kids, and most of their family homes, as they call them, have just been flattened. And this has been an amazing hurricane. I was there after the the earthquake in 2010, and of course that was one of the worst disasters in modern history. But I've never seen hurricanes that will knock down concrete buildings, and it did. It just flattened many of them. And of course, most of the families just live in little mud and stick huts or little shacks with tin roofs and mud floors, and those were just blown away in the wind. You know, that always happens in the hurricane. So in that area, there were communities that lost between 80 and 90% of all their homes and all the small businesses. But almost worse than that, Bill, is that the crops were destroyed. This is one of the few remaining fertile areas of Haiti. If you know Haiti, if you've been down there, if you've read much about it, you know that they have a huge problem with deforestation. And so there's not a lot of fertile land left, unfortunately. And this is one of those fertile areas, and the crops have been really wiped out. And so that's going to lend itself to a long recovery.
Well, Steve, as you mentioned, the devastation that's taken place there in Haiti, you know, some might say, you know, for the incredible need that they have for shelter and food and health care, why did Cross Catholic Outreach focus on Christmas gifts?
Well, this is not in response to the hurricane. This is just in response to the needs of children and their families in general. So this is a long-range project, something that we piloted 3 years ago and that we're growing. And last year we were able to send Christmas joy to over 11,000 children in Haiti and in Guatemala. This year we're adding the Dominican Republic to the list of receiving countries. And hopefully we'll be able to help at least 30,000 children, like we will be. Things are going really well. And, you know, in all of these situations, whether it's a natural disaster like an earthquake or a hurricane or man-made disasters like war and conflict, or whether it's just, you know, chronic poverty, it's always the kids that suffer.
Yes.
And so, you know, we work long-term through our various development programs and as well as the relief programs on those long-term problems, finding long-term Christ-centered solutions to those problems. But we also want to recognize that the kids are always the ones that suffer the most. And this is something that we can do to kind of lighten the burden for the kids and also an opportunity for those local ministries to share the gospel with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, your point's well taken because, as you say, the devastation of Hurricane Matthew and what Haiti has gone through is quite the process. It isn't fixed overnight rebuilding. I mean, to have the devastation, I mean, you talked, you know, about the amount of devastation that has taken place and that it is going to take a long time. But in the midst of rebuilding, you give these young kids, a little bit of hope and comfort. And why not during Christmas? Because, you know, last time I checked, isn't that a bit about what Christmas is about?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, these gifts are not just fun toys and hygiene items and school supplies and socks and undies and things like that, practical items. But they're also really, you know, for the ministry partners that are using these gifts as kind of a platform or opportunity to share the gospel, they can say, you know what, God's love is a lot like this. It's unconditional. The family or the person that packed this box of joy for you, you don't know them, they don't know you, but they're sending this because they love you and they want you to know that God loves you. And God's love is very similar. It's just unconditional. You don't have to do anything to deserve it.
Well, Steve, how can schools, churches, families sign up to participate in the Box of Joy program?
Well, you know, we're pretty much have wrapped up our sign-up process for groups, whether it's schools or churches or other groups, just because of the timing. This Saturday is the beginning of Box of Joy Week. So Box of Joy Week is actually this weekend, all of next week, and the following weekend, November 5th through 4th. That's the National Collection Week. But it's not too late for individuals and families to jump on board, so they can just go to boxofjoy.org. boxofjoy.org. Click on the family page and you'll see all the details you need. You can print out a little participant form to put in your box. You know, there is a cost associated with getting that gift from your local drop-off center to the kids, whether it be in Haiti or Dominican Republic or Guatemala. It's an expensive shipping and handling process. So we ask everybody to include a $9 check.
Right. Well, Steve, thank you so much for all the good work that you're doing there for these developing countries, and particularly Haiti. Boxofjoy.org is where you want to go.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
America's favorite Mexican, Bill Martinez, live.
But don't leave me alone. Bust down the door. I like it. Home. Don't need no key.
We're back with the Americas.
As always, great to have you along with us as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, because it's just that doggone important, especially when we consider that 7 out of 10 of us agree that this country is on the wrong track. But if it's going to get back on the right track, it's going to be up to me and you. Well, this fall, as Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential, gubernatorial, and congressional races, there's another election that is just as important to seniors across the country, the Medicare annual election period, what they refer to as AEP. Now, this year's Medicare AEP lasts from October 15th to December the 7th. Similar to voting for elected officials, it is important to research all available choices. Now, the first step in selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, outlining your health goals, and considering what health care needs you may have in the immediate future. This will help you identify whether your current plan still meets your needs in 2017. Now, when looking for ways to maximize your health care dollars, remember, here's the following money-saving tips, and we're going to break this down and talk a little bit more about it with our next guest. You want a comparison shop? We want to research prescription drugs, and so those two main ideas is what you want to consider. And with us right now to break it down further is Jeffrey Fernandez. He is the vice president of the Western segment with the Medicare Advantage of Humana. Jeffrey, good to have you back with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing fabulous, and thanks for having me today.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this important decision that seniors have, and they've got until December the 7th with open enrollment taking place. So, as we said, Medicare AEP is taking place now through the 7th of December, correct?
That's right, and that's probably the most important thing that folks need to realize and remember is what you just outlined, and because that October 15th through December 7th is the only window that you have to make that decision for January 1st of 2017. So it is important that your listeners review their health care over the last 12 months and what they spent and their satisfaction with their current plan and say, hey, if I'm happy with it, I can stick with it for another year. But as you also mentioned, it's also important that people remember that their health care needs change over time. And so they need to ask, is this the year that I need to change to a different plan?
Exactly.
That's one of the unique things about the Medicare Advantage is, you know, we get these options every year. It's a 12-month decision, and that flexibility is a really neat component of the program.
Well, Jeffrey, you bring up a good point here. You just alluded to it, and that is asking the questions, asking the right questions. And it takes a little bit of time. It's not like all of a sudden you run in and just figure, okay, you're going to check a couple of boxes here. You really need to think about this and talk to your support team at home, the rest of the family, and, you know, kind of get their idea on this as well. You know, that's I would think would be an important step in the process as well, right?
Yeah, Bill, I like to say to people, there are probably about four things I'd like to consider. One is the network. So is my primary care, is my specialist, is my hospital in the network, right? Because that's going to be important, obviously. Second thing are the benefits. What are the co-pays to go see a doctor? You know, is it $10 or $20? What about a hospitalization if I have to go to the hospital? Prescription drugs is always a big item, and that's something that's very important for seniors who may be taking the medicine for a chronic condition like diabetes or high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And those co-pays, you know, are something that they're going to experience every month in those instances. The premium for the plan, right? In some markets, we have zero premium, and others, there's a premium associated depending on what options that you pick. So that's something you're going to pay every month. So it's important to ask that question. And the fourth thing is what you opened with, and I think this is important as well, and that's word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to ask your family and friends and neighbors. You know, don't take my word for it. Ask them and see what they say, because chances are they're in a plan, and I'm sure they'll be willing to give you an opinion up or down about their experience. And that's the other thing that we just talked about is remember that your needs change, and so don't just assume, oh, well, you know, hey, I didn't use it this year. I guess it'll be good for next year. Let's take control of our health care. Mm-hmm. And our healthcare decisions and make sure we're making the right one every year.
Exactly. Explain, Jeffrey, if you would, the difference between Medicare A, B, C, and D.
Right. So everybody remembers how they get when they were working that Medicare tax that's on your check, right? Well, that went to fund the parts A and B. And part A is the hospital fund that where if you were to go in a hospital, it would pay for 80% of your hospital expenses. Part B is the traditional Medicare program that pays for the outpatient, so the doctor visits, and it covers 80% of that.
Mm-hmm.
Part D is the prescription drug program. This is separate and apart from the AB we just talked about, and people have to go out and purchase that Part D plan separately. In addition, of course, if they wanted to stay in traditional Medicare, they'd have to go buy a MedSup insurance policy that would cover the additional 20% that A and B don't pay for. However, Part C is the Medicare Advantage program that puts all of that under one umbrella. So you get A, B, and D, hospitals, doctors, and drugs under one private insurance company option. And again, in many cases, that can be a zero premium or a small premium depending on where you live and in what product you choose. So that's sort of the alphabet soup of it. The good news is there are choices available to seniors eligible for Medicare.
When you have everything under one plan, like C, for example, are you finding that's the better way to go? Or, again, you just have to check out the option depending on where you live?
It depends on where you live, and it depends on, again, what your needs are. So some people, you know, as I mentioned, Medicare Advantage plans have networks of doctors and hospitals associated with each of their plans. And if all of yours are in the network, then that's a perfect match for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, if you like to go to a bunch of different ones and don't want a network, then a MedSup may be an option for you. So that's why I was saying this is such an individual choice for people, and that's a good thing, right? Each individual gets to make their own determination for their policies every year, and that's the beauty of the program, is that there's no, one size fits all. This is a really neat program that gives people that flexibility to fit their needs with their insurance program.
Well, Jeffrey, why should someone consider a Medicare Advantage plan if Medicare is available to all over the age of 65?
So some of the benefits of the Medicare Advantage include much more predictable copay. So we mentioned the 80-20, the 80% that traditional Medicare pays versus the 20. Well, the copays for Medicare Advantage are much more predictable. They're typically fixed amount. In addition, Medicare Advantage programs offer additional benefits like the Silver Sneakers, which is a free, no-cost gym membership to try and keep people active and healthy and engaged in their health. We have dental and vision associated with it as well. And also, you know, we're more of a health and well-being company these days, frankly, and less of a quote-unquote insurance company, where we have programs and care management programs where we have nurses that help coach people through managing their disease. So if you're struggling with something like diabetes or heart failure or cholesterol, we have those nurses that are there for you to help coach you through, whether it be medication management, right? So if you're struggling with how to take your meds properly, or maybe a dietary need that you need help finding healthier ways to eat food to help improve your health, we provide all that for you that goes above and beyond what just the traditional Medicare program offers.
Well, how can Medicare help people achieve improved health, Jeffrey?
Well, a lot of that's one of the most common questions I get, actually.
Right.
And, you know, how can an insurance company help me get healthy? And, you know, through our research and in surveys that we do, it's this misnomer that people say, well, after I turn 65 or after I retire, I'm going to slow down. And that's just not the case. Seniors today are saying, you know what, I'm not slowing down. I'm going to remain healthy, and we're here to support that. So as I mentioned, the Silver Sneakers gym membership, I'll give you some examples.
Great idea. I love that.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful. And you ought to see how packed these classes are, because people have been yearning for this kind of thing for a long time, and it's really meeting a need. So they have Zumba classes. They have yoga classes, because, you know, flexibility as we age is so important, right?
Exactly.
Stretching. And for folks for whom their doctor approves it, you know, the higher cardiovascular stuff, the Zumba dancing, gets that heart rate going. So this idea that we have to slow down just because we click another year on the age meter is just not true. And our plans are designed around keeping people engaged in their health, not just the physical, but also the mental, right? So even
exactly.
even at some of our guidance centers, you know, they have card games and people come and socialize, and it's a social event. All around an insurance plan.
Jeffrey, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Where can the folks go for more information? We got 5 seconds left here.
Medicare.gov or humana.com/Medicare.
Jeffrey Fernandez, currently serving as Vice President of the Western Segment for the Medicare Advantage products at Humana. Jeffrey Fernandez, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy.
Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you can, join us. Get in on the good fight here as we continue to have a lot of fun and frivolity as much as they'll legally allow us. Why not? 28 minutes right now before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and I guess Ben Zobrist is a BFF of a lot of people, the MVP choice for the Chicago Cubs. He's an Illinois boy, right? Isn't that right?
I actually do not know.
I think so. I think he grew up there in the state, and so here he is, gets to be the homeboy champion, ending the 108-year curse for a World Series title. And boy, what a game last night, huh?
Born in Eureka, Illinois.
So yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably. Well, he might be a White Sox fan, I guess. I mean, it seems that Chicago is divided, and you're either a Cub fan or you're a White Sox fan. But I think they picked him up a few years back from Tampa Bay. And last night, everything that they could have hoped for came to fruition.
Yeah, I don't think they were necessarily planning a rain delay there after the ninth inning, but I thought it was smart that the officials did, call it right then. You know, you got nine, it's tied up,
And why not? Let's bring the tarps out. Let that, you know, let the rain get through the area, and which it did. And then they were able to come back, about a half hour later, and finish it up with the 10th inning. And there it was for them. I mean, what a contest and a great game last night. I know some are dragging to work, especially those of our friends on the East Coast that stayed up rather late last night. And I'm sure the celebration rightfully continued. Especially in Chicagoland, where the curse was finally broken. And, you know, going into it, you knew one curse was going to be broken, either for the Indians or the Cubs. And but the Cubs and the Indians treated us to a great World Series. I'm not sure we could have wanted for more, you know.
Yeah. Well, any time a series goes seven games, it's I think it's good. It's also good for baseball. You know, this is the kind of series that they want, to where, especially last night's game. I mean, you know, I'm always going to have a soft spot in my heart for the 91 World Series when it was the Braves versus the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it goes to game seven, and through 10 innings, it's a 0-0 game.
Right.
So I'm always going to have a fun, you know, and especially since I was a kid and the Twins were my team.
Right, of course.
Were, keyword. you know, last night's game, it had a little bit of everything.
Right.
There was good. There, you know, you had the offense. Obviously, if it's a, you know, 8-7 game, or whatever. What was the final? 9-8 or whatever it was. 8-7, I think.
Yes, 8-7.
As I'm
yes.
doing a great job
right,
reporting
right.
here.
Yeah, no,
CNN, here I come.
Hey, we're so excited. You know, it's like, hey, all we know is who won.
Yeah, I know
the
who scores, won. I know who won.
You know, whatever, you know.
And but it had offense, but it also had pitching. There was some good pitching in there. So, you know, you had a little bit of everything. And I think this is the kind of game that if baseball is smart, they'll build off of this.
Right. Yeah, they can, but sometimes, you know, the stuff just happens the way it did. I mean, look at, like you said, game number seven had a little bit of everything. And, you know, and you always, I guess, appreciate it when, you know, it seems to be a clean win. You know, you got two teams out there fighting their hearts out, guys pitching. You know, here it is, you know, you got pitchers going overtime and the hitters are finally catching up on them, catching up with them in game seven. I mean, what were automatics before, not so. And, you know, you got hitting over pitching in the seventh game. And, you know, David Ross, congratulations to him, the oldest player in the World Series. And of course, he ends his play on the field. I mean, just the way you want to end your career, with a home run, right?
Definitely.
There's no better way
to end it. But you know, outside of you know, John Lackey and Ross, this team is a fairly young team.
Yes, exactly.
So there's a good possibility that they might be back in the thick of things next year.
Well, they should be. I mean, that is the thing. Even the coach had said that this is a young team. They're still maturing. And as you were going through the series, you're thinking, okay, well, next year for them. And, hey, look it. They were down 3-1. And, wow, they win three in a row, which is what Cleveland did in basketball, right?
Yeah.
So
yep,
LeBron was there jumping up and down and thinking, okay, well, that's going to be enough there. But, you know, this has been the year, I guess, if, you know, like they say, you ain't out until the fat lady sings, right?
Yeah, you're. And
do they have a fat lady singing in baseball? By the way, I didn't know that. So.
That's got to be where it comes from.
No, it's
there's a lot of there's a lot of fat people that sing in baseball.
Yeah,
okay. And you know, for the Indians, I mean, nobody expected them to be here. Mm-hmm. So for them to come out and you know, perform the way they did throughout the playoffs. Good for them. They're also a young team, so hopefully they can take this and take momentum from it. I know in a lot of sports there tends to be that championship loss hangover,
mm-hmm.
to where the team, you know, kind of dwindles. You know, in football this year, you're watching the Carolina Panthers kind of go through that right now.
Right.
But overall, you know, both Indians and Cubs should be both be in it mm-hmm. next year.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it plays out. But great game last night, extra innings. Game seven, just the way you want it, maybe not the way you want it to end, especially if you're from Cleveland or you're an Indians fan. Tough break, but well hard-fought game. Well, Guy Smith is with us right now, and Guy is a Clinton campaign spokesperson who's here to talk about the presidential election and, of course, the competitiveness and what seems to be, this recent uptick and momentum that's at the back of one Donald Trump. Guy Smith is a retired corporate executive, widely known as an expert in reputation management, disaster and crisis planning and management. Guy, you talk about crisis management. I mean, that's kind of been the story of this presidential election cycle, hasn't it?
Well, it's certainly been exciting from when it started, and it seemed like it started like a decade ago.
Yeah.
But we are coming down to the wire, and at the Clinton campaign, we planned the campaign all along with the thinking that as we got really close to Election Day, that the things would narrow, mm-hmm. and they have. But just looking at all the kind of a roundup of all the polls that are out sort of midweek this week, and we're up pretty well in a lot of places and nationally, and feeling very confident. We have literally thousands of volunteers who are out working for early voting, working to get people to the polls. They're still canvassing and knocking on doors, shoe leather campaigning.
Right.
And we're feeling very confident.
Well, it would seem from this perspective, Guy, that Hillary Clinton has a downhill road, talk about momentum, a downhill road, into the Oval Office, while Trump still has some hills to climb here. But as you say, nothing is taken for granted. You anticipated this all along, and I've heard this early on from the campaign, that they always saw this as, a close battle, that they weren't taking anything for granted.
That's right, and Hillary's on the campaign trail today, and will be right up until the last polling place closes mm-hmm. on Election Day, and it's really a hard-fought campaign, and some of these recent distractions, I guess you could call them, the FBI double standard, not wanting to talk about Trump and the Russians and that investigation, wanting to talk about Hillary, that's sort of, America, it's not really fair, and Americans see through that. And
well, we had a number of weeks there where the targets were definitely, everything was aimed at Trump, and as you say, in the election cycle with momentum, it's sooner or later it's going to be coming at you, and right now it seems to be targeted towards one Hillary Clinton. But, hey, we're in the final sprint. Guy Smith has been with us. Guy, thank you for joining us. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now. You got it.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities.
So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Martinez live.
Well, rumor has it that our Peruvian wonderkin. He's supposed to be calling us in with all kinds of rumors to talk about. Do we got him? Hey, here he is. Rumor has it. He is successfully connected with us. Yes, the eagle has landed. Tinfoil hat and all, but actually he insists that it's not that much of a tinfoil hat. But these are the things that are out there. It's this time of the week where we say, okay, we're going to kind of just let it flow free here. Talk about the things that you're talking about that you, and we'll tell you up front, not totally substantiated, but these are the headlines that are happening sometimes behind the headlines. And here with us right now is Bill McIntosh, international pundit, editor, 40-plus year businessman in the United States as well as South America. William, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. It's good to be on the show again. Hey, listen, by the way, I don't know. The eagle has landed. You should probably see the condor because I'm in Peru, and that's the bird here, you know?
Exactly. Well, and, you know, okay.
It's a big buzzard, basically, but it's a glorious bird anyway. So anyway, hey, listen, Bill, you know, I think we're all following this Anthony Weiner case, which is tragic comic. This is a tragedy, and it's almost comedic. It's terrible in so many ways.
And, well, there's so much irony rolled into it, Bill, right? I mean,
This is incredible. Carlos Danger. I mean, then it turns out that President Obama has an alias, too. I'm wondering if he chose Barry Danger. What we should have a contest. What would be the best pseudonym for Barack Obama?
Right, exactly. Yeah. but you got to imagine Weiner. I love Weiner. I mean, you know, this alter ego that he serves, Carlos Danger. I mean, that says it all.
Man.
And of course, he's really messing around. I mean, he's married to a woman with a Muslim background that, you know, fortunately it's not the other way around, or there might be some kind of honor issues going on.
Oh my gosh, this is so unbelievable. Rush Limbaugh is fond of saying you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
Here he is. He's he was a New York congressman. I think he was running for mayor recently.
Right.
Said he was going to
a couple years back,
beat his opponent like a mule. And then of course the sexting stuff came up more than once. And then now it turns out that under a life insurance folder in Anthony Weiner's computer are 650,000 emails.
Mm.
He shared with his laptop with Huma Abedin, who is, Hillary Clinton's quote-unquote daughter. I mean, he's extremely close with Huma. In fact, they're so close, Bill. Did you know that when one thing that upset ambassadors when
they didn't get to ride with Hillary. Exactly. Right.
Hillary, let's suppose, Hillary goes to visit, the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Switzerland or to Germany. She would be accompanied by Huma Abedin in the limousine, and not with the ambassador.
She'd kick the ambassador out of the back seat.
Well, no, they were in another vehicle. I mean,
exactly.
You get a chance to be with your boss, so you want to talk about what's going on in a secure location, and you want to be with that person as much as possible. But no, that didn't happen quite as much as they wanted because she had to be with Huma.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I mean, as if she wasn't with her just for 5 hours previously on a flight, to the area, right?
Yeah. So you think that Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton, was so concerned about being plugged in with what's going on in the world as Secretary of State, she would really want to get the skinny with the local U.S. person on the ground, the ambassador.
Think.
But no, that's not the case. Huma is just so important. Anyway, so we fast forward. Here we are, October surprise on steroids. We have James Comey disclosing that there's some emails that were found on this. There were not just some emails found on this laptop, this all came up because the New York Police Department was involved with this sexting case. It happened in their jurisdiction, and all of a sudden they stumble across, apparently, what are a lot of emails that have nothing to do with sexting. They have a lot to do with Huma Abedin.
And national security, perhaps.
It turns out, apparently, with the Department, U.S. Department of State and official business. So this all opened up this tremendous problem. And according to, and you probably heard the former U.S. District Attorney for the District of Columbia, Joseph DiGenova, that supposedly Comey's hand was forced by, quote, seething anger at Hillary's botched email investigation, and it looks like also there might have been the fear that there may be some seething anger, call it what you want, at the New York PD made everybody very afraid that the New York cops would leak this mother load. You can imagine that.
Yeah. Already had FBI agents, supposedly, according to the New York Times, reporting that FBI agents, as you say, seething, good word, about this botched Hillary email investigation. And so, Comey is, as they say, between a rock and a hard place here.
Yeah, and in fact, there were something like 100 FBI agents ready to resign. I mean, can you imagine the spectacle, the debacle of imagine this, 100 FBI agents resigning in a press conference. I mean, what an absolute bomb. Not a bomb, though. This is an atomic bomb.
But Bill, you got a systemic issue, not only with the FBI, but also how it cohabitates with the Justice Department. The Justice Department has been interfering greatly. Lynch's position is up for scrutiny now.
Apparently they were forcing the hands of James Comey. And, it kind of puts you in a situation that's very Nixonian. Remember the Saturday night massacre, in which, I don't know all the details, Bill, you're a little older than I am, but basically that Nixon fired, a number of people, involved with the investigation of Watergate or his scandals.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's go on to I want to finish my Vladimir and Hillary Clinton love saga. And
that continues.
I want to say, this all came up, Bill, because of John Podesta emails being found and WikiLeaks. And the thing I wanted to mention is that here's what Hillary Clinton said. Give me a chance to read this. This is really extraordinary. Which she says, she would love it if they could continue to build a more positive relationship with Russia, quote. And then she goes on to say that, quote, I sat next to Putin. He's an engaging and, very interesting conversationalist. We talked about a lot of issues that were not the hot button issues between us. in terms of interesting, Vladimir Putin is always interesting, she said. You're never quite sure what he's going to do or say next. And he's always, he walks around you, you know, a redwood chip on his shoulder, defending and promoting, you know, Mother Russia. So he and I have had our interesting moments. But then she goes on to say, one time I was visiting him in his dacha outside of Moscow, and he was going on and on, you know, just listing all the problems that he thinks are caused by the United States, Clinton said. So she says, oh, well, you know, Mr. Prime Minister, we actually have some things in common. We both want to protect wildlife, and I know how committed you are to protecting the tiger. She says, all of a sudden he sat up straight and his eyes got big, and he goes, you care about the tiger? Clinton said. Putin then took her into his private inner sanctum and began showing her a huge map of Russia, pointing out the habitat of the tigers and the habitat of the seals and the whales, and it was quite something. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I say all this because Hillary Clinton has this really, really bad reputation of being extremely belligerent, aggressive with men. Mm-hmm. And she's here with Vladimir Putin, who is no pussycat. And all of a sudden, all her fangs fall out. I think it's LUV, Bill, between Hillary and Vladimir Putin.
You're hearing love story music in the background, are you?
I think there's love. I think there's love. I think really Hillary is taken with Vladimir Putin, and at least on a political level or an ideological level, they just have a lot of kinship. And I can't see why the heck that they're trying to put out this bogus narrative that Donald Trump is somehow, very, very close to Vladimir Putin. In fact, you know, Media Matters has this ridiculous meme of, you know, the hearts and between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, please
give
right.
me a break.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, speaking of Russia, I just have
yes,
to
I was going to ask
news.
You.
I hope you don't mind that transition.
No, no. Yeah, a nice little segue here. From love to nukes. Okay,
yeah.
Go.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And so, but basically, the story on this is, you know, goes back to the mid-1950s because technology and the Pentagon with the Russians developed to an extent that they anticipated the use of atomic artillery. Okay, mm-hmm. Now as you know, Bill, the IED just, you know, looking at conventional IEDs, improvised explosive devices in Iraq, they basically got howitzer shells and they wired them up and they stuck them in a road and they you know, call a cell phone and would blow up and, you know, kill U.S. troops and Marines in a convoy. Right, that was the idea. The fact of the matter is that that same principle is at play with these suitcase nukes. Why?
Exactly. Because, got about 30 seconds, Bill. Here you go. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, the Russians developed something called the RA-115, and on September 7th, 1997, Russian National Security Advisor on 60 Minutes, Alexander Lebed, claimed that, you know, they actually had these. They lost track of them in suitcase type arrangements, 100 of them. Okay,
right.
And one could kill up to 100,000 people, and they measured, you know, 24 inches by 16 by 8. And then the Russian denies it, and then Alexei Yablokov, who was, a President Yeltsin advisor and serving on the Russian National Security Council, he also verified this, that they exist, and he knew people who produced them under KGB auspices.
Oh, wow.
And it gets even better. Stanislav Lunev claimed that he was involved with the GRU, which is a Russian military intelligence unit, and he was involved in mapping out places in the United States to plant them.
Right.
And they actually found one of these in Switzerland.
Wow. Well, we got to leave it right there, and we'll also leave everybody with the thought that Monica Lewinsky's blue dress may come back into play, right?
Oh, you know, Danny Williams is begging Monica, I want to meet my sister.
I want to check the DNA on your blue dress. Well, we'll see. Stay with us, America.
Brother.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From the pages of